Here we are at King's Home on Tuesday the 7th of October 2025. We've gathered here today, that is for Gloucester Rugby Heritage, there's myself, Malcolm King, Ron Etheridge, Mike Curran and Dick Williams, who's technically competent to do the recording. And we're all gathered here to talk to Tim Smith. Welcome, Tim.
Hi all.
Thanks very much for coming. Let's start right at the beginning. Are you a local lad?
Yes, born and raised in Matson, funnily enough. Yeah, and I've never left.
Good. And where did you go to school?
Initially, junior schools were Romanswood School, which was down the road from where we lived, in Matson, and then off to Sainbridge.
And is that where you started playing rugby?
I started playing at Robinswood School. The teacher, head teacher, was a guy called Rob Morris, who's still involved with No Boys. And it was at the start of when mini junior rugby was beginning. And he mentioned it to a few of us in the classroom or at school. And we thought, well, I'll give it a go. And a lot of us did. And I ended up playing, I think it was with No Boys under nines or under tens. Something like that, and it sort of progressed from then.
Were you a fullback from the very start?
No, I was a centre. Oh. And when I went off to Sainbridge School, to the secondary, I was centre there for the school team as well. The fullback thing came later.
And your career progressed. I think you turned out for Gloucestershire Colts at some point, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I was playing down at Widden, and we had a very good, I progressed through, I think I was about 16 and I was already in the Widden Colts team. And it was going well, and it was okay, it was just rugby. And then I left school at 16 and started work, and I was working alongside a guy that played up at Bockworth. So I thought, well, I'm enjoying the social side of things, so I'm gonna go and give Bockworth a go. So I left with No Boys and went up there when I was 17. And of course I was playing for the Colts, Gloucester Colts, County Colts, and everything that sort of age. And I had a year up there. And a lot of the guys I was playing with were playing at Gordon League. So I moved to Gordon League. I only had 1 year at Bockworth. I moved to Gordon League. Great year. It was a fantastic year. But I moved to Gordon League and things sort of progressed from there.
And were you a place kicker from sort of early days?
No, not at all, actually. I didn't do any kicking at all. It was I was at Gordon League, and for the first season I was there, I was in the second team. And it was the following year, I broke into the first team. What I'd been doing, it's a very long-winded story. Through the summer, I'd been playing Gaelic football, which is a fantastic game. And that is all about being speed off the mark and quick, short bursts. And it sort of quickened me up. So when I got into the first team at Gordon League, they picked me on the wing, and it was great. You know, I wanted to play in the first team and such like. And we played about 9 games into the season, and it came to December, and I was on the wing, and I remember it was very wet and it was very cold, and I never touched the ball. So we came in after the game, and I said, right, I've had enough of this. I'm not gonna play on the wing anymore. I've decided I want to play fullback. Up to you guys, where you want to pick me. So I played for the second team at fullback. The following week, I played for the first team. And stayed there. Now, I think it was about the February, March time. Brian Russell was playing out, so laugh. And to be fair to Brian, I like the guy. He pulled me to one side and he said, you're too good for this. I think you ought to go to King's Home. Are you sure? I don't know who to speak to, don't know who to see. Don't worry, I'll sort all that. And I came here for a trial match. Uh-huh. And that was it.
Yeah. Had you been here much in the crowd as a boy?
When I was younger, my first game that I came to, and I don't remember the year, was when Gloucester played an international 15. And I came down with my old man, and obviously I was still playing junior rugby, which was on Sundays. So Saturdays when there was a game on, he used to bring me down, and we used to stand at the Worcester Street end, and he always stood there. And even when I was playing, He always stood there, never moved. And I thought, yeah, I like this. I'll have a bit of this. But I was enjoying the social side of playing Colts rugby and such. I was 18, I was eligible to drink and such like. So I sort of lived that sort of life first.
I would guess that was the centenary game in 1973 that you
played. That's the one, yeah. That was my first game here, yeah.
That was quite a team they put out.
I've seen the programme, it was, actually.
So when did you start kicking?
When I moved fullback at Gordley.
Oh.
I kicked, Brian was doing the kicking when Brian was unavailable. I used to do a bit, but nothing I ever practiced or anything like that. And then I came here to play fullback, and obviously Butts was doing his thing and Paul Ford had been doing it, and I think the automatic was, and I remember from way back that Eric Stevens used to do it as well and such like, and they were all the fullbacks, so I think it was an automatic, if you play fullback you kick for goal. So I did. Sort of, yeah, press ganged into it, if you want. Right. Yeah.
So did you get any tuition on sort of techniques or goal kicking?
Not until later, when Butts came down to help out. But Butts had his own sort of kicking style. You've got to remember, back then it was a hole in the floor, a divot. You know, you dug a hole with your heel and you just put the ball in and kicked it. And Butts could kick, fair play to him. But everybody kicks differently. And it's okay being coached to do that, but if you strike the ball differently, you can't follow. So some of the things were head over the ball, and but because I was never going to kick the ball like he was, and it sort of progressed from there.
Found your own methodology.
Yes, and excuse the pun, but it was a bit hit and miss. But on hopefully, well, gladly, on a lot of occasions it worked. Other occasions it never. But and. I don't know why I did this, but every new season I changed my run up, and I don't know why. I think it was just a mental, I might have just seen something, oh he does it like this, I'm going to try that. Sometimes it worked, and I would have had a very successful season, but come the following season I would change again, and I got no idea why.
So did you play for the United when you were first down here?
Yeah, I remember my first trial game, and I think I was playing for the Yellows, and there were a couple of guys from Gorn League. We all come down together, and we were all playing for the Yellows in the trial game. And Mike Longstaff was captain, and we tried to move, myself and Cormac tried to move, that came off at Gorn League more often than not, and it didn't work. And Mike, he absolutely tore into us. And then that was when you sort of realise that playing for Gloucester was the be-all and end-all, and I think he wanted his place back, because we were playing around with the ball outside. It didn't work for him, he wanted that first team place. And you sort of switched on to it then, oh, right, okay, yeah, got this. And then the United, I was selected for United, which was fantastic. I couldn't tell you the first game. I know nothing about that first season. Only the fact that towards the end of it, I think Paul Ford got injured, and my first team debut was against Abertillery, and we sort of went from there.
I don't think it was. I think a few months before that, you come on as a replacement against Loughborough Students.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. December 1982.
I don't remember that. I do not remember that at all. I remember the Abertillery game, because it was one the first one I was chosen for. I was picked for, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah,
not at all.
But as a first, you know, full game for the club, it was quite a start, wasn't it? Because you kicked all five penalties. They won 15-3.
Yeah, it was pretty successful. I've got no recollection of the game at all, only the fact that I know that I kicked five penalties and it went very well, and I got selected the following week. Other than that, I've got no idea.
Yeah. So you were in the first team fairly regularly from then onwards, weren't you?
Yeah, which was great. It was. I came down a few times, and I watched the county games and such like with my father, and I wanted to play for Gloucester, and I was quite happy just playing for Gloucester, and I was able to do that, and quite regularly as well. It's later on. I realised it wasn't just natural ability and such like. You had to work on it, and I wasn't very good at that.
Much keener on playing than training, eh?
Yeah, well, the job that I had, when I left school, I went into scaffolding, which kept me so fit, and it was great. It was so fit and strong and such like. Training was hard work. I liked to do my own. And I still did to some extent when later on, but it was the application of the skill set. I could handle the ball and I could run, but there was goal kicking practice, there was maybe more ball skills or tackling practice, some people might say, and whatever. And I never practiced it, I never trained at it. And hindsight, wonderful thing, perhaps I should have done it, I might have got a bit further. But I didn't. I was happy being here, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.